Welcome in episode 127 of the Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as I was just telling my video audience that I started something new, okay? I decided to start recording my podcast via video, and I'm going to upload it to YouTube, Facebook, or not the whole thing, but clips of it to YouTube, Facebook, Twitter if I want, TikTok if I want to do that, LinkedIn, so that type of thing. So that's why I'm going to start recording it, so I can start taking clips from the actual podcast episode and put it out on these other platforms. And so it's something I got to get used to. I'm like kind of in the middle right now. I'm like, do I look at the camera? What do I do? But I'm kind of looking off in the middle of nowhere. But, you know, without further ado, I just kind of want to hop right into the topic of discussion for today's episode. And I wanted to kind of give my thoughts on cryptocurrency right now, because cryptocurrency is crazy. You know, I, as a disclaimer, I'm no expert on cryptocurrency. I don't really know too much about it. I just know that it is massive right now, especially Bitcoin. Bitcoin's been a household name for, I'd say, the better part of 3.5 years at this point. And it's only becoming more and more popular with all the recent news from these big companies starting to, you know, get into Bitcoin and all that fun stuff, which I will dive into later on in this episode. But I wanted to start this episode kind of talking about what exactly cryptocurrency is. You know, like I said, I'm no expert, so this is kind of the, I guess you can say, the fifth grade explanation of what it actually is. And let me just pull it up on my laptop here. So a quick Google search, you know, that's all I did. A quick Google search just tells you a cryptocurrency is a type of currency which uses digital files as money. Usually the files are created using the same methods as cryptography, the science of hiding information. Cryptocurrencies used decentralized control, which means that they aren't controlled by one person or government. So a lot different from the stock market, which is controlled by one person or government. It's basically just a digital currency that you can use to buy things. It's limited in what you can buy right now, because not every single company in the world, or in the US especially, uses Bitcoin. I mean, like money. Money is the currency that buys you absolutely anything you need in life. And Bitcoin is some things, not everything right now, which I think in the future, I think it will become even bigger than it is right now, and kind of get to the point of currency where dollars are, okay? That's what I was looking for. I said money is the currency, but it's dollars. So I think it'll eventually get that big one day where every single business in this country, and maybe around the world, who knows, will start using Bitcoin, or start accepting Bitcoin as a currency as well. So that would be extremely crazy if that happens, because there's just so many different avenues or different opportunities out there for, you know, that type of thing. If that happens, it's probably got to be regulated if that happens, but, you know, who knows? I'm no expert, like I said. I think it's pretty obvious at this point that cryptocurrency is going to be part of the future, whether we like it or not. Because there's just no ignoring the fact of how big Bitcoin is, and it's getting as we speak. I mentioned earlier in the episode that Tesla, or these big companies, were starting to get involved in Bitcoin. And Tesla just recently announced within the last week or so that Bitcoin, or that they purchased $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin. And Tesla is going to begin accepting Bitcoin as payment for their products, which is a game changer. That's, you know, Bitcoin's gone up a lot in the last, or since that announcement. I think before that announcement, it was hovering around 34,000, something in that range. And the last time I checked today, it was over $46,000. So it's gone up $11,000-$12,000 since Tesla made that announcement, which equates to, I think it was like, I don't even know how much percent that is. I think it's 14%, something like that. Don't quote me on that, but it's somewhere in that ballpark, and that's kind of opening up the floodgates for all these other businesses to kind of follow their lead and start accepting Bitcoin as payment. I just saw something somewhere about MasterCard doing something with Bitcoin. hold on. I'm going to do a quick Google search for this because that is also very relevant to what we're talking about right now. MasterCard Bitcoin. Let's see. Let's see what we got. It says, yeah, MasterCard. Okay, MasterCard will accept merchants. MasterCard will let merchants accept payments in crypto this year. So that's also another huge thing that's happening. Tesla and MasterCard are two massive companies, and they're beginning to accept Bitcoin as payment. So that's only going to open up the floodgates for all these other businesses. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Apple gets on this pretty soon, because Apple is super innovative, as we all know. And I also wouldn't be surprised to see small businesses get into this, not, I wouldn't say this year, the next year. I think very soon, in the next 2, 3, 4 years, I think you'll see a lot more small businesses getting involved in cryptocurrencies, especially Bitcoin. I think that is not too far off in the future. And I don't think it's really hit everybody yet just how much of an impact all these cryptocurrencies will have on our life one day. And how we, who knows if dollars will even be a thing 25 years from now. Who knows? Maybe it's just me cryptocurrencies. Like, I don't know what the future has to hold, but you never know what's going to happen with currency. So it's a very extremely fascinating thing to watch right now. So I started hearing about Bitcoin towards the end of 2017 when it was super hyped up, when I was like in a bubble. A bubble is basically, I'm no expert, but a bubble is basically when so many people know about it and so many people are investing in it, even though they don't know a thing about it, is that it just skyrockets super fast and then it just comes crashing down. That's kind of what it, because it basically just means a ton of hype. But don't quote me on that. I'm just kind of just doing that from, I'm kind of just summarizing, you know, what a bubble is. But that's kind of what happened to so many people. Like, I could go up to anybody at my college when I was in college during that time period, and I could say, yo, have you heard of Bitcoin? And they would all be like, yeah, I've heard of Bitcoin. I see all over social media, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok wasn't a thing back then. But so it was super popular back then, and people were just throwing money into Bitcoin, even though they didn't know a thing about it. They just saw how fast it was going up in terms of percentage. And they're just like, oh, I'll put $100 in here. You know, this is awesome. Like, I'm going to be a millionaire in like 10 days at this pace. But then ultimately it came down, it came crashing down. And I actually invested in Bitcoin at that time, right at the worst time, right when it was going down, because I thought it was invincible. I didn't know anything really about investing back then. I still don't know much about investing, but I'm a lot better. I know a lot more than I did back in those days. But yeah, so many people threw the money into Bitcoin and they didn't know a thing about it. Just recently with GameStop, that was crazy. That was crazy to watch, because that was all because of Reddit. And Reddit kind of, you know, that was super awesome, because they're going after these hedge funds. You know, people like me, you know, the majority of the population of the United States doesn't like hedge funds because they dictate the market, basically. And they're all billionaires. And it was cool to see these, you know, Generation Z/millennials going after these hedge funds by creating memes on Reddit and kind of telling people to buy GameStop and AMC stock, AMC, the movie theater franchise. And so that's what happened. GameStop went flying, went super fast. The percentage increase was crazy for those few days. And then obviously once the hedge funds and Robinhood decided that they didn't want a free market trading, they kind of ended that, which was uncalled for and it was not right. And I hope they get in trouble for it, especially the CEO. But then it came crashing down, you know, inevitably, just like Bitcoin did. But Bitcoin is just skyrocketed in the last year to 2 years. It's really gone up a lot. And there was no hype around it. There was no hype around it for 2, 3 years because people just kind of stopped paying attention to it because it went crashing down and then it kind of stayed level for a long time. But now that it's super prominent again because of how much it's increased in this short period of time, is starting to find its way back into the mainstream media. Like on CNBC, the business network, it's kind of gotten to the point where they have it. They have Bitcoin's price in the bottom right-hand corner at all times, which tells you that Bitcoin is going to be here for the long haul. And all these people are talking about Bitcoin again. It's all over Twitter again. It's all over TikTok, you know. It's starting to become, I guess you could say it's becoming, since I don't know the exact definition of what a bubble is, I'm going to Google that. I'm going to Google that for the sake of all of you guys listening and watching this right now, what exactly a bubble is. Like I said, I'm no expert with these types of terms in investing. So we're just going to give this a quick Google search. It's tough typing with one hand, by the way. What is a bubble? Okay, blah, blah, blah. What is a bubble in the market? Okay. A bubble is an economic cycle that is characterized by the rapid escalation of market value, which is Bitcoin. What happened to Bitcoin? What happened to GameStop? What's happening with Dogecoin, how you pronounce it, the cryptocurrency. And then particularly in the price of assets, this fast inflation is followed by a quick decrease in value or contraction that is sometimes referred to as a crash or a bubble burst. So yeah, that's a pretty simple explanation of what it actually means, and that's exactly what happened to Bitcoin, exactly what happened to GameStop, and Dogecoin, I don't know, like, it's so cheap right now, it's only like a few cents still, I don't know what the hell's gonna happen with that. I have no predictions or no guesses for Dogecoin, but I don't know if Bitcoin, I'm curious to see if Bitcoin is in a bubble right now. I don't know, I just don't really know. I don't know if it is because it's so expensive, and not many people like me, or you know, the majority of the population will throw thousands of dollars into Bitcoin right now because it's so expensive. So I'm not sure if it's going to be into entering a bubble anytime soon. I don't know how it's going to work. I guess it's going to be a waiting game to see what happens, but I'm very curious to see exactly what does happen. But yeah, I mentioned Dogecoin, or however you pronounce it, Dogcoin, Dogecoin. Is Dogecoin, I'm going to say Dogecoin for the sake of this episode. So Dogecoin was kind of, it was another meme thing on Reddit / social media where people told people to start buying Dogecoin, send it to the moon. You know, Elon Musk tweeted about it and Dogecoin's price went way up after that. It's fascinating to see this, like these social media sites kind of dictating what happens to a specific stock or a specific cryptocurrency just by, you know, kind of just messing around and just saying, oh, yo, buy Dogecoin just cause of the name. And it's kind of just gone crazy since then. And all these regular everyday people are investing in Dogecoin. Like one of my best friends recently told me when I saw him that his stepfather put a ton of money into Dogecoin because it was so cheap. Also with his like other family member. So it's just like all these regular everyday people that are putting all this money into Dogecoin because it's so goddamn cheap right now. And it's like, you know, why not? I have nothing to lose. It's like I'm literally paying a few cents for each coin. So it's just like, what do I have nothing to lose, really? I'll put in a few hundred bucks. So that's basically what's going on with it. It's very cool to see. And all these hedge fund people, all these billionaires and stuff who are in hedge funds or CEOs of these hedge funds, it's just funny to watch them melt down over everything that's happening. I watched this video of this guy on CNBC, this hedge fund CEO, I think it was, I forget his name, but he had a complete meltdown, absolute meltdown over what was happening with GameStop and AMC stock. He was basically just saying, All these people telling people to buy GameStop, and these people buying GameStop in general, they have no lives. They should go get some romantic relationships. What they're doing isn't right. He was just basically going on a rant about that. I was like, oh my God, like this guy is about to cry on national TV. And I think he actually did kind of start tearing up, which was crazy. And it was just like, I was just laughing the whole time because it's so funny watching these billionaires melting down and losing a ton of money because they bet on GameStop collapsing, and then all of a sudden it just starts skyrocketing to the moon, and then all these people who bet all this money on GameStop coming crashing to the floor, they're like crying about it because all these everyday, you know, generation Gen Z people and millennials are sending the the stock price to the moon. And it was just so funny to watch these people melt down. It's just like they deserve it, because I don't like those types of people, like, you know, people who think they dictate the entire country and they dictate the stock market. And they do, and which is not right. But that's a story for another day. So it's just a very fascinating time period right now, and it's 2021. I mean, by 2030, Bitcoin could be the everyday currency for every business too. Like, it could be dollars and then Bitcoin for every business. Like, we don't know. We don't know what the future is going to hold. I mean, if someone could predict what was going to happen with all this, then they would be a trillionaire. They'd be the richest person in the world if they could dictate what happens in the markets before anyone else knew. So it's just a fascinating time period right now. I'm excited to see what does happen with it. I mean, there's just so many different avenues and opportunities out there. So if you're interested in investing in crypto, I highly suggest, or stock market in general, I highly suggest you do your research before you invest. I'm not giving you investing advice or anything like that as a disclaimer, nothing. Just kind of wanted to give my thoughts on the cryptocurrency craze that's going on right now. And it's been happening, I would say, for the last 4 years. So yeah, do your research before you invest in anything and kind of go from there, okay? And I want to wrap up this episode right here. Good place to stop by stopping on, do your research, everybody, especially for those of you watching, do your research. So yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning into episode 127. I hope you got value out of it. And if you're interested in checking out the video version of this, I mean, it's nothing special right now. It's kind of just getting some content out there and just kind of putting it, giving me some more, I guess you could say, macro content, long form content, and just kind of having a video out there. I mean, it'll be cool to look back on when I get, who knows, if I get a studio one day for my podcast, to be kind of look back on where I started. I started in the basement of my house using my phone. So it's just kind of like one of those like underdog stories, just, you know, kind of like underdog, like, oh, I used my phone for my podcast. I was sat in my basement recording episodes. Like, that's pretty cool to look back on. Like, I'm not going to lie. So it's kind of just the journey. And I'm going to kind of decide if I want to do this each week or for each episode video it. I mean, I can see how long it takes to edit this and kind of get this, see if I can transfer the audio from my phone to the video version, but who knows? I'll play around with all that. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. And if you are listening to this, please check this out on YouTube. The page is going to be The Jake Boucher Show on YouTube. If you look up that, you'll find it, I'm assuming. I don't see why not. But yeah, so look it up there if you want the video version. If you have not, it'll be super helpful if you subscribe to this podcast, followed it, or whatever you got to do on Spotify or whatever streaming platform you're listening to this on. It'll be super helpful if you could leave a review, follow it, subscribe to it, whatever you got to do. It really helps with my rankings and all that stuff. So that would be much appreciative. And thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I look forward to the next episode.